that lay in wait, camouflaged in crevices, weeds and sand, on the sea bed. He heard his father curse as the small craft, after being momentarily airborne, slammed into a wave, its wooden hull shuddering. Giuseppe remembered the time when the men had returned to the dock, swearing and shouting. The villagers had waited in fear on the seafront as news of an accident at sea, the loss of a man overboard, spread among them. Uncle Salvatore had drowned during a storm, swept overboard too swiftly for any rescue. In spite of the dangers of the sea and the men of the village who had been lost to it, Giuseppe knew that the sea was his present and his future, as it had been for his father and his grandfather and his great-grandfather. The people of their island village lived with and for and by the sea. No one asked for or expected more than what had gone before and what had always been. Lying in the bottom of the fishing boat, waiting for the scudding rain to clear and the sea to calm, Giuseppe felt grown up. He was 10 years old, and at last his father had brought him out to hunt the bluefin tuna. He lay still and quiet as the storm blew itself out and the clouds rolled away to reveal the twilight sky, studded with glowing evening stars. His father nodded towards him.